Immigration is talked about on the news almost every day, though pretty much the only things they talk about are undocumented immigrants or illegal immigrants, and how they are untrustworthy in taking Americans' jobs. That could be true for some immigrants, but we shouldn't just generalize all immigrants are bad. America is made by immigrants and their children. They immigrated to create a better future for themselves and their families. Though something we never really hear about is how those immigrants had to overcome the many difficulties in order to have a stable life in America. Immigrating is much harder than you would expect. All the arrangements and preparations, having to leave your family and prized possessions. Then, when you finally arrive at America, having to settle down and blend in. Today, we are going to hear about a Brazilian immigrant and how she worked through those obstacles. Here is Helen with the story.
Thank you, Anjali. So Mira, a mother and wife, didn't come to America for safety, freedom, or anything like that. Actually, it was just her job. Yes, there are many advantages to living in America, but if she didn't receive the proposal, she probably would have stayed in Brazil. But coming here had advantages, and it was quite an experience with many ups and downs.
I decided to leave because I received a very good professional proposal, and I thought also that it will be good also to provide to my daughter an experience to live abroad and also to have a different education. And those are the main reasons to be here.
There was nothing wrong with her life in Brazil. In fact, Zulmira likes Brazil and is fine with her life there.
My life in Brazil was pretty good, so I had a lot of friends around, and actually I was born there, so it was my country. So it was pretty interesting. I grew up there, and I had my daughter over there, and it's a great country as well.
But because of the proposal, the family packed up and waved goodbye.
I would say that my whole family is there, so it's very hard to let them in another country and just see them once a year.
Though the process of coming to America was hard and difficult.
The process was so heavy, and I had, I think, more than 20 interviews to be here. And very professional people and immigration process. And since I was transferred due to the professional skills, I need to provide to them many, many reasons that why they need to choose me and not an American person.
Settling down, getting to know everything, and blending in was harder.
I would say that this advantage is that you never know nothing about the new country, and you should learn in the real life. So even to buy a box of milk is heavy in the beginning of the, you know, all of this transition, because we are not familiar with the local culture and all of these things.
Of course, blending in wasn't their first concern. Once the family arrived, they busied themselves by settling down, which isn't always a piece of cake.
So my concern was to set up all of my family and schools and a job for my husband. And it was a challenge, but we all see this as a great opportunity.
After they settled down, they began to try to blend in, trying to learn the American ways. That was not simple. There were many things that made them stand out and made them seem different. Language, for example, is always something that sets immigrants apart from natives.
So I think language is always a challenge for somebody that is came from another country. Sometimes you don't know exactly that word, and then your mind just stops, and you need to figure out how can you move forward. And I think language is always a challenge for everybody, and I would say that, you know, if I can say, the worst experience was related to this.
Despite the challenges, time passes and Zulmira and her family have settled down and are very happy and grateful to finally be living in America.
I'm very glad that to be here, and the American people, they are very welcome. At least with me and my family.
People have very different opinions on immigration, but in today's news, people mostly talk about the problem of too many immigrants or illegal immigration. There are rarely immigration stories that talk about the difficulties of assimilation, even though it's one of the most important things immigrants need to do. And Zomira, like all the other immigrants, had to overcome that problem. In the end, through all the ups and downs, Zomira was happy with the set of circumstances that brought her to America.
And I think the whole thing about immigration, I think, happened in the past. I think now we are in a really new generation.